Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in on every Sunday, glory to God. We are called the Hour of Power with Prophetess Martha Williams, the first hour, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we're going to have a little 30-minute break between there, and the next Hour of Power will be none other than Voice of True Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure after you get through and you take your break, then you go over and hear what the Lord is saying to Ministry Lane. And then if you move on down on Tuesday night, we have the Power Pack Impact Team. None other than Apostle Yvonne Riles, glory to God, and Pastor Joseph Wiles. Amen. They come on at 6 Pacific Standard Time and 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in and don't miss it, because if you missed last week, you missed a treat. It was off the chain as usual. So I want you to make sure you come on and hear what God is saying in these last and evil days. And as you can see, the way the things are changing, times are changing, and seasons are changing, you know it is coming. Glory to God. Because they did an awesome job on it. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, or if you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. If you just want to come in and join the team, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and they will get back with you and let you know what you got to do. Amen. Glory to God, to come on in and be a part of the WOW team. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know, and they will get back with you. Amen. And then if you move on down on Saturday, we have Elder Bertha Askew. An awesome woman of God. If you missed it on yesterday, you can go back and hear it on demand. She came on with a song, and it was just an awesome song. Glory to God. It's always awesome when she get to praying, and, you know, she just go on about her Father's business. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But if you miss it, any of the shows, you can go back and hear it on demand. I encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many things that you get. You'll get something on Monday. You'll get something on Tuesday. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list. So I encourage you to come on and get in. We're only asking for $25 or more. And now if you want to give more, then you give more. Too much is given, much is required. So just go ahead and give more. That's fine. You know, God's going to bless you anyway. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hit them up and let them know what you need. Come on in and join. We're waiting on you. Glory to God. Amen. Keep all those announcements in mind. If you missed any of them, you can go ahead and hit the WOW team up on Facebook. All of us have a Facebook page, and we will get you to the right people to where you need to go. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to go ahead on now and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, O Lord, that it shall endure forever. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to touch in a mighty way on this line on today and those that are listening by way of, O God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to give them everything that they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said you will supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Everything belongs to you, is yours for the giving, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those that need a healing, God, on today, Lord God. We ask you to heal those that have headaches, Lord, and they need a healing, Lord God. Those of a high blood pressure, Lord God, that it needs to regulate, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to heal it right now in the name of Jesus, because we know you to be a healer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord, all around the nation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to place your angels, Lord God, around each and every one, Lord God, and let them go in the right direction. Let them not stray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue to increase, Lord God, in them, Lord God, so they can go, Lord God, and do what you call them to do in these last days, oh God. Whether it's in the ministry, Lord God, whether, Lord God, it's to sing, Lord God, the gospel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them the mind to want to go in, Lord God, and do your will, not their will, oh Lord God. Let them just cancel their will, Lord God, and put forth your will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. If not, we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from the book of Daniel's today, Daniel's chapter 3. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell a little bit of the story, and then we're going to read some. Amen. You know, we serve a good God. Before we get started, you know, we serve a God, an awesome God, who's always right on time. He's never late. You know, sometimes he said, well, you know what? I get paid the next day, but my light's going to get cut off this day. Glory to God. Don't you know? Amen. Let me help you out. If you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're in the kingdom of God, God's going to take care of you. That's one thing you got to remember. He says also, he reign on the just so well as the unjust. So don't you know, that's when your faith has to kick in. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know what? I got the faith. No, that ain't faith. That's just talking. You're just talking, making noise, like a clacking cymbal, as the words say. You know, you're saying it out of your mouth, but there's another thing in your heart. You got to know that you know that you trust the Lord, thy God. You got to trust God with everything in you. No matter what come up, no matter how hard it gets, you still have to trust the Lord, thy God. Even if things aren't going right, you got to say, well, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to go to them scriptures and I'm going to read, Lord, I'm going to trust you, Lord God. Whenever I'm afraid, I'm going to trust in thee. You got to continue to trust in God. Glory to God. You know, that's like you say it with your mouth, but another thing's in your heart. Now, I want to ask you a question. I know y'all hear me, and you may not be able to answer me, amen, unless you click the 1, but I don't want to hear you answer. Glory to God. How many of you know, if you say you trust God, you know who he is, but then you're still doing the same old that you were doing 10 years ago? Amen. Think about it. If you love God, then there's some stuff you're going to cut off. You're going to ask God to help you cut it off. Glory to God. You say you love God, you know, I know there's a song they always say, and the little children be saying, you said, you don't love God, what's wrong with you? My God, my God. If you love the Lord thy God like you say, amen. You know, there's a lot of things that we wouldn't do. Glory to God. Yeah, we fall short. I heard you, yes. But you don't keep laying and wallowing in that same old home stuff, okay? Glory to God. That same old slop, glory to God, that you've been wallowing in. You don't wallow in them same places, glory to God. You know, you go on to do better. You come up out of that same old mockery, that mud you was in, and you come up to do better. But that's the part that you miss. You know, everybody always saying, well, we fall short. Yeah, you fall short, but he never told you to lay there. Glory to God. Remember on last week how I was talking about the man was at the gate of beautiful, and then all of a sudden he got healed. Yeah, it ought to be at some point, then you ought to get healed and delivered from whatever it is, glory to God, that was holding you down. But you know, that sometimes don't happen. That don't happen. That was just a sidebar that laid on my heart to tell you. You know, we're living in some really, really bad times now. So it's going to take, amen, me, you, some more. You got to go get grandmama. You got to go get uncle, ain't it? Sister, the grandmama on the daddy's side, and everybody, uncles and all, everybody. It's time to really come back to the Lord, thy God, and pray, because we're going to need it, glory to God. If you can't see it, hallelujah, I don't know, glory to God. Because it's some tough times, hallelujah. And we ain't seen nothing yet, so we got to pray more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what it takes. If you want to hoop, holler, slob, like, do what you got to do. It don't matter. Glory to God. He hears you. You know, I was reading and he was saying, you know, you have the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. You know, you got to be consistent with it. Glory to God. You can't do it this, well, you know, I'm going to pray this a little bit, then I'm going to go on down the road. I'm going to do whatever it is I'm big enough to do. No, you got to continue. Hallelujah. I don't care. Yeah, you might want to eat that ice cream. You can eat it later on. It ain't going nowhere. I mean, I'm serious. If you're going to the restaurant to get it, it's going to be there. And if they run out, I'm sure somebody else got some. You know, you have to push back. But it's time to push some stuff back. Push it back, glory to God. Push back your will and pick up the Lord, thy God will, and see what his will is for your life. You know, that's just strong on my heart now so much. You know, so many times we have went frivolously, just going on about our merry way, but not giving God all we can give him. You know, so it's time now to give him all you can give him, glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what the friends say. It don't matter, hallelujah. Know that whenever he calls you home, you're going home. We all going by ourselves. You know, you always say, I'm like, I didn't know what they were talking about. They always used to say, you know, every tub sit on its own bottom. That's what I've always heard. Every tub sit on its own bottom. Well, you know, that's what they mean. That's what them old people mean. If you listen to them, they got some good understanding now. It's just that you may have to understand what they say because they speak in parables also. Glory to God. What they're saying is you're going to have to give an account of your own sin. Everybody, me, you, everybody, got to give an account of our own self. And that means whatever we get from God, we're going to have to go get it. You're going to have to get yours. I'm going to have to get mine. Everybody for them own self got to get their own. You know, you go to church on Sunday. Now, I know this ain't the message, but this is the way let's just roll, okay? You go to church on Sunday. You're coming out the same as you go in. So what are you getting? First of all, what are you taking in with you? Are you taking who called you last night? Are you taking in with what they did last week? Are you taking in, glory to God, hallelujah, I saw him and her, you know, together. And that wasn't his wife. I saw him last week with somebody. Is that what you're taking in? If you are going in that place to get the word of God, then you say, Lord, I want to leave all that out here. And whatever it is that you've got for me coming from the man of God of the pulpit or off the radio station, then that's what I want to receive. So listen, raise your level of expectation on today. Hallelujah. Whatever you feed, that's what you're going to, amen, that's what you're going to seek after. Because if you feed your flesh, you're going to want to go what? And do more fleshly things. But if you feed your spirit, then that's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to feed your spirit. Glory to God. Let's get into the message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from Daniel chapter 3. And the title of my message is, You Are Never Alone. Now, as we know here in chapter 3, glory to God, we're going to be talking about my three favorite, glory to God, the three Hebrew words, glory to God. We like this here, glory to God. Let's go on. You know, the king made a gold statue in Babylon. And so after he had made this gold statue, he called them all his officers, he called his rulers, he called all his judges and all his advisors, the one that advised him in the kingdom, and he told them, okay, listen, he called the announcer, all of them right there in one little section. He said, okay, I called you. And this is what I want you to do. Glory to God. I made this statue. Now, this statue is for them to worship and praise this statue. This is a golden statue. Understand, this ain't God. Glory to God. And he said, I want you to tell them, when they hear this, when they hear the sounds of the lyres, the flutes, the pipes, the harps, and all this, they are to bow down and worship immediately. I don't care what language they're speaking. I don't care where they're from. I don't care what they're doing. I want them all to bow down and worship this statue. Glory to God. He told them, this is what I want them to do. So his announcer went and he told them everything that they had to do. And when they heard the instruments, they bowed down. The people did bow down. Because you know what? Just think about it. Now, if he was a king, they was probably a little fearful. You know, you have to be careful what you bow down to. Glory to God. You know, you going to church, yes. Are you bowing down serving the Lord, or are you just bowing down just because you want to serve that man? But here's what you got to look at. Look at the God in the person. Don't look at the man and the woman of God. Look at the God in them. You know, some of y'all can't see the God in you because you're too busy. Glory to God. Amen. Thinking about what everybody said. Well, you know what? Well, you know, this pastor did this, and this preacher did this, and this teacher did this. Forget all that. Listen at the word, glory to God, that they got coming through. That's what you look at. Say, let me see. If God's in this, then I want it. I want the whole shebang. Glory to God. I want the whole chicken. I don't want the half. I don't want the breast. I don't want the leg, the wing. I want the whole thing. You know, sometimes you go in a place, you want the whole thing. You don't want half. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they bow down, glory to God, and they worship this golden image. Glory to God. And so the Babylonians went and they told the king, said, you know what? You told us that anybody, and he told them if anybody didn't bow down, you know, he was going to throw them in the furnace. And so what they did, his men, I just put it like that, they went on and they said, you know what? We had some that did not bow down. These men were the Jews that they were placed over the affairs of the providence of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not bow down to the golden image or worship the king. They didn't do it. Well, when they went and told the king, you know how some of y'all go and tell stuff, you know, yeah, I got to go tell the pastor, I got to go tell the preacher, I got to go tell. Well, you might help that person. You know, if there's something that they need really to do, go and, yeah, you can go on and you can help them. You know, but these people here, they knew. They were probably scared because they knew he might cut their head off. Just think about it now. And what he did, they went and told him, said, look, these three here, they didn't bow down to it. You have to be careful who you're bowing down to. Be careful where you're going. Be careful and make sure that it's God when you where you're going. Because sometimes when you go in these places and you're thinking, well, you know what, this is the Lord. This ain't God. It's just because you want to be there. Well, the Lord got a message for me over here. Glory to God. Are you sure that it's God? Got a message for you, or you just want to go over there, you know, glory to God. Sometimes you got to be careful. It don't hurt to be prayerful-minded where you go and when you go and how you're going and what you're receiving. Because sometimes when you go places, that ain't God. Glory to God. That's familiar spirits. Sometimes you're just hunting a word. Glory to God. When you already done got 4 points, glory to God, a prayer, glory to God. You done got all of that where you're at, but you're going in the wrong place trying to seek something else. Glory to God. So just be careful where you go and listen to the Lord our God. You know, you got to be careful and be still sometimes, you know, because sometimes what happens, and I can tell you because I've been there, done that. What happens is when you want a word like right then, you will say, Lord, this is what I need. Okay, you've already petitioned him and told him what the problem is and what you want. And, Lord, I need you to answer me. Well, if he don't answer you right then guess what? Okay, I heard the Lord. I'm going on. You get up, you go on about your business, but it ain't God. Let's move on. Okay, and he got mad. He said, bring them to me. Bring them here. Glory to God. He was mad because they didn't worship his image. And he asked them, he said, is that true? That y'all wouldn't bow down and worship this golden image? He said, listen. He tried to put some fear in them. Well, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it again. And this time, you better bow down. Said, if you don't bow down, then guess what's going to happen? I'm going to throw you in that furnace. So he told them, he said, okay, now, this is it. And you know what they told him? Glory to God. They told him, well, they said, we don't have to defend ourselves to you. He said, you know, you can throw us in there, but, you know, we got somebody that's going to take care of us. So you go ahead and do whatever it is you think you need to do. Glory to God. Let's move on. I'm going to start right here, and I want to back up a little bit by 18. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thou God nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They told him right here, said, we just ain't going to do it. We are not going to do it. You got to learn, glory to God. If it's sin, then don't do it. See, it would have been sinful for them to worship a golden image. Glory to God. They know the Most High God. So it would have been sinful. You got to think about it. If it's sin, then don't do it. Glory. You hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't do it. Don't say it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. But then what you do? You go and say it anyway. You go and do it anyway. And then guess what? Oh, man, I hate I said that. Lord, you told me not to say that. And I said it anyway. Look, see, if they done went and bowed down to that, then guess what? That would have been sin. So they know, oh, we ain't going to do that. We are not going to do that. We ain't going to praise him. We ain't going to worship. We are not going to worship no golden image. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. That means he was pretty hot. You think he was about hot as the furnace he was going to toss them in? Probably. And the form of his vision, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. You see what he said right here? Go ahead. They didn't want to bow down to my image. I'm going to get it 7 times hotter than y'all used to have it. Come on, fire it up. Put them in there, glory to God. But you know, let's see what happened here. You know, they ain't worried about it because they knew who God was. Yeah, and they said, even if he don't, you know, we know he can. See, when you go through trials and troubles and tribulations, you got to know God is right there with you. Just because he may not have answered you at that moment that you needed it, but it said he's never late. He's always right on time. He gives you what you need. The problem is with us waiting, glory to God, because we're such a microwavable generation that we want everything to pop out just right, everything. But it don't know, let me help you out. It ain't going to be like that. There are some things that you're just going to have to wait on and you're going to have to labor for. But in that time of laboring and waiting, you know, and pushing and pulling, you continue in his word. Continue to read his scriptures. Don't stop going to Bible study. Don't stop going to prayer. It may have been a year. Yes, it may have been 3 months. Glory to God. It may have been 2 years since you asked God for something and he gave it to you. But don't stop. You keep on pressing your way through because that's what the enemy wants you to do. Glory to God. He wants you to stop and back up. Glory to God. We ain't backing up no more. Glory to God. We gonna keep on and press our way through. Glory to God. And sometimes it gets hard. Well, when that time gets hard, I know there ought to be a prayer partner, one whom you know can get a prayer through. You know, so many times now people are afraid. You know, well, I ain't going to tell them my business. You ain't got to tell them your business. Just say, honey, I need you to help me to pray. Glory to God. I need you to help me to get back up on my feet. Glory to God. But understand, if you want them to really help you to come together, you got to tell them exactly what it is. Everybody you can't tell, but there ought to be somebody that you can tell. Glory to God. You know, so many times people don't think they need people. God does not shoot a genie out of a bottle. Glory to God. And you ain't going to find a genie floating out in the ocean. Let me help you out. Glory to God. He used people. You know, so many times, hallelujah, we don't think right. Sometimes we don't even act right. You know, we got to get it together. In order for God to do his will through you, then you have to get it together. Because you don't want to go around and not get what you need from God. You need some help. By all means, call someone so they can help you pray that thing through. But if you will show up when it's time for Bible study, prayer, you know, let's fast, let's do this, you know, and be on time, you know. If we show up for all them things, then we would know how to do what you need to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, that's teaching moments and things you can learn by going to church, going to Bible study, you know, instead of sitting always on the computer and I'm watching TV and, you know, I don't want to go to Bible study, I'm tired. You know, that's the blessing is in the presence. Glory to God. When you press your way through, it ain't nothing God won't do for you. Glory to God. He gonna take care of you, but you gotta learn how to press. You know, now so many times, nobody don't press. Glory to God. Well, you know, I'm tired. Oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. Whew, my job, oh, Jesus, I'm tired. Oh, glory, that's all the enemy needs. Because whenever you put it out there like that, guess what? He's going to make you even tighter. Even whenever you're going in prayer, he's going to make you go to sleep. Glory to God. He's going to make you sleep in prayer. And you're going to be saying, oh, that was some of the best sleep I had. But understand, it wasn't God, it was the enemy, because he put you to sleep, because he didn't want to hear them prayers, because he knew what you were going to do. You were going to tear up some stuff and root up some stuff, and he didn't want them prayers to go forth. So guess what? He said something to hinder. Oh, let's move on. And he commanded the mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. You understand? He bound them. He tied their arms, everything. Glory to God. Let's read on now just a little bit further. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. What you say? They everything that they had on, they didn't take nothing off. They tied them up and they throwed them on in the furnace. Glory to God. Even though sometimes you feel like you in that furnace of fire, glory to God. And I know we all do that sometimes, but understand you are not alone. God is there with you. Now, it's your fault if you don't want to call somebody and say, you know what, I need you to help me, sister. I need you to help me pray this thing through. I just can't get over it. Glory to God. I know you're listening under the sound of my voice. Understand, God uses his people, glory to God, in the today, you to get a prayer through. Glory to God. He said one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000. I know there was a situation going on. Glory to God. Well, I called some folks up and told them all about the troubles. They put someone on the line. Glory to God. We were all there together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when that person got through praying, good God Almighty, that thing just lifted, and they went on through. And guess what? The problem was already solved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It didn't turn out like everybody was saying this and everybody was saying that, but I know when they got through, glory to God, they got the prayer through. I thank God for it. Glory to God. See, that's the kind of God we serve. Don't think you can always pray stuff through by yourself, because you know you're going to be tangled up and tied up, so you need some help to help you, because you ain't going to be thinking consciously. Amen. Glory to God, especially whenever it comes knocking at your door. Hallelujah, knocking at your door. You're not going to be thinking consciously. So that's okay, glory to God. Get somebody to help you. My God, my God. Therefore, let's move on, 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, them that don't throw them in there, guess what? The flame burnt them up. It just burnt them up. Glory to God. See, they had to do like the king told them, you know, because if they was probably afraid, because if they didn't do it, and if they said they wasn't going to do it, just say he might have rolled them in there. Glory to God. He might just went on and put them in there. But you see what happened? Amen. They went to put them in there, and the flames from the furnace, it burned them up. Glory to God. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning furnace fires. Do you think they just fell down and they were just down there laying down? No, they were calling on their God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what you got to do. We don't know if they was in there slobbing or if they was in there hollering and whatever they were doing, but you know what? They were calling on him because they know. Hallelujah. If they knew who he was, then guess what? He was going to bring them out. But they didn't just go and get thrown in there and not do nothing. Glory to God. When you're in a fiery furnace, when things are happening all around you, happening to your children, glory to God, you got to get down and you got to just make it just get pure ugly. It don't matter if you tap your face. It don't matter if you cry, hoop, holler, whatever you got to do. Make sure you're getting what you need, glory to God, and get your prayer through. It does not matter. Hallelujah. It don't matter if you don't talk to none of your friends for 2 or 3 weeks. Glory to God. It'll be okay, so honey. I got to do something. I ain't got time. You ain't got to tell them everything, glory to God. I advise you, don't tell them everything. Just tell them I'm on the move right now. I have to talk to you later. And then they'll be wondering, well, what's wrong with her? You know, she acting kind of funny. Well, that's okay, glory to God. You want what you want for God. So it's okay to cut some things loose. Look at them. They got down and they began, amen, to pray. Can you see them? Say, Lord, I know, Lord God. Lord, you'll bring us out of this fire. You didn't bring us this far. part or leave us, God. We know, Lord God, that we didn't bow down to that image, Lord God. You said many of the affliction of the righteous. You said you'll deliver us out of them all. So we're here waiting on you to come and deliver us from this king, from this fiery furnace. They made it seven times hotter, but we ain't afraid, because we know we serve an awesome God. In the name of Jesus, we know, Lord God, you'll lift us up out of here. Glory to God. And that's what they were doing. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto these counselors, hold it, wait a minute. Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. What you say? Then don't you know, amen, he came to deliver them out of that fiery furnace. Don't you know God will deliver you out of your fiery furnace, whatever your fiery furnace may be? It may get eight times hotter, seven, eight. Don't matter. If you know the Lord, not God, he will deliver you. Glory to God. You got to learn how to call on him, because look what happened here. Amen. They said, hold up. Wait a minute. Didn't we tie those men up and put them in that fire? We bound those men. Now, they're walking around in there. Glory to God. Can you imagine? They're walking around in there praising the Lord, and he was already there with them. Good God Almighty. They said, I know he was coming, because he's never late. He's always right on time. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. You loose us, God, from this fiery furnace. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the king saying, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute. Then he got to wondering. Do you think he was wondering? Glory to God. Said, did y'all time up good? Well, who else did y'all put in there? Did y'all put somebody else in the fire? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning furnace fire. If it was that hot when it burned on men, he didn't get too close, or he was a little bit afraid. Glory to God. And spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. When he called them, they came right on out. They came walking right on out. Can you imagine when he got there, he just stood there looking at them. Y'all ain't smoking? Glory to God. Y'all should be smelling like charred barbecue by now. Glory to God. I know y'all ribs should be barbecued by now. Glory to God. I know it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair on their head signed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. And what it was saying here, they didn't smell like smoke. They had one cooked and standing on top of their head. Their garments, the clothes that they had on, glory, they weren't burnt. And that little hat, little bonnet that they had on their head, it was just sitting up there just nice and pretty. Glory to God. Don't you know they were shocked? Well, you know, we serve that type of God. Whenever you go through a fiery furnace, whatever your fiery furnace may be, don't you know you coming out and you ain't going to smell like smoke? Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to go in, hallelujah, and come out. Don't stay in it. You say, Lord, I ain't going to be here. If it's something that you know you can fix, then fix it. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you be praying, Lord, help me, and Lord, let me fix this. But then, you know, glory to God. There are some things, it's elementary, my dear Watson, that you need to fix. Now, let me help you out. If you think you're spending too much money, glory to God, and you ain't got enough money to meet your bills, and you're always in the store shopping, let me help you out. You're always shopping, cling, cling, I'm going to shop, cling, cling, I'm going to shop. Glory to God. Here's what you do. You stay out of the store shopping. You know you ain't got enough to, you know, you got insurances and all these different things come up. As you know, we live in the world, so we have to pay, you know, to stay. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't live by their system, but some things we got to do. Hallelujah. Well, if you know all that's coming, then what you got to do? You got to save up some, glory to God, in order to take care of that. And I understand you saying, I hear you saying, I don't have, I heard somebody say, I don't have money left to do. Well, guess what? Don't steal your tithes and your offerings. That's the one thing you don't do. Because if you do that, then you just curse with a curse. You're just setting yourself up for another fall. Don't do that. Say, well, you know what, Lord, huh? Lord, help me. You know, when you come boldly before the throne room and you tell God the truth, he already knows it, so he don't see it. It don't matter. When you can tell God the truth and be honest with it, glory to God. So, well, you know what, Lord? I don't have a whole lot. This is what I got, Lord. But, God, I'm going to pay this amount. I'm going to do this, Lord. But, Lord, you help me and get me to that place where I can pay my tithes and my offering and give more to the ministry. And that's what I'm going to do. Hold it. Wait a minute. Don't forget that. When he gets you to that place, don't forget to go back and start paying your tithes and your offering like you said. Because if you don't, then it's what it's going to come back on you. Let me help you out. And it's going to be seven times hotter, just like this furnace here. Glory to God. So don't forget, you know, how quickly we forget. You know, God put money in your hand. Lord, you give me some money. Lord God, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this for the ministry. And, Lord, this is what I want. I want to do this. And you just go on and on. Yes, it's a good talk, but you got to walk the walk. Once he give it to you, then that's what you do. Hallelujah. Once God gets you out of stuff, you got to always go back, amen, and give an offering. Glory to God. It ain't going to hurt you. I don't know why. You know, now people are holding their money so tight. Ain't nothing going out. You can't get nothing in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and I always hear, and I hear it now, but it's okay. I always hear, well, she always talking about money. Well, guess what? You know, God, the Bible said money is the answer to all matters, but understand all money ain't godly money. Yeah, amen. Let me help you out. Glory to God. But you have to do what you need to do and what you said you was going to do in order to, hallelujah, to make sure whenever things start to happen again. Because let me tell you, you're going to go through some more stuff. And then you can call back on them seeds that you planted. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? Hold up, God. Wait a minute now, Lord. This ain't the I planted the seed, Lord. I need you to give me some money. I need this bill paid, Lord. And you, Lord, I know I planted some seeds back then, Lord God. But you continue to do that. Glory to God. And that's how you stay on top. You continue to do that. Glory to God. Let's move on. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Glory to God. See, hey, look, he started worshiping the God that they serve. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. Sometimes God will show himself up through people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even though sometimes you can tell people how good God is, sometimes they be like, okay, yeah. Well, what he did for you? To me, you look like you living worse than I am. But understand, they don't know what's going on the inside of that vessel. Glory to God. They don't know how God have brought you from way back yonder. Hallelujah, yonder, yeah. Glory to God. From living with old J.J. Nim and all elders said knock Nim and all that, how he brought you out of that mess and brought you over into his kingdom, glory, to serve him. See, they don't know how God delivered you off them drugs. They don't know how God delivered you, glory to God, from off them streets, glory to God. See, that they don't know, and brought you over into the kingdom. See, what they're looking at is monetary. They're looking at, oh, you ain't got that much money. They're looking at, oh, you ain't got that much stuff. Oh, you ain't got no new car. But they forget what he did do. He healed you. He delivered you, hallelujah, glory to God. He set you free from crack cocaine right now in the name of Jesus, glory to God. My God, somebody just got free. Hallelujah. That's the type of God that we serve. Glory to God. See, they ain't seeing, amen. They just seeing, well, what you are like now. They're seeing and looking at the monetary things. That's what they're looking at. They're looking at all the money, amen, and all the things in the world that you should have. They ain't looking at where he brought you from and delivered you from. Glory to God. And you see, Nebuchadnezzar, he worshiped their God. Because his God, hey, his God didn't move. His God just a little bronze statue that he made. It was just sitting up there, and they bowed down, and they worshiped. See, those people were scared. You got to be careful, glory to God, who you worshiping and where you going and what you're doing. You know, there's a lot of different spirits out there and that tries to get you caught up. So you have to be careful about that thing, glory to God, because there are many, hallelujah, glory to God, that wants to get you caught up. Huh? There are many right now surfacing, want to get you caught up, hallelujah. So you you can't serve God. Then you done got so far, and then all of a sudden these things happen. Then you got to go back and start all over again. The devil is a lie. It won't happen. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that you stay hooked up with the hookup, glory to God, which is Jesus Christ. You won't go there. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. You know what the don't do it is, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just don't do it. Glory to God. Don't let the devil catch you up. Glory to God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak my things amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. He was saying, amen, all of y'all, hallelujah. He said, look, they made a believer out of him. The king absolutely believed after he seen, hallelujah, that he delivered them out of there, glory to God. They didn't smell like smoke, not like I said, their hair wasn't burnt, them sandals on their feet, when the leather didn't melt to their feet, glory to God. Their clothes, hallelujah, didn't smell like smoke. They didn't smell like barbecued hot dogs, you know, hey, glory to God. Their ribs wasn't cooked, come on now. Glory to God, my God. They didn't smell, the flesh wasn't burning. Hallelujah. Because, amen, glory to God, because God delivered them out of that place. Hallelujah. And made a believer out of Nebuchadnezzar. Glory to God. Can you imagine? He's a whole lot. Wait a minute. If there's a God that can deliver them out of that fiery furnace, I know good and well I'm going to serve him. That's the thing you got to look at. Glory to God. You know how a southerner say it. Good and well that we going to serve that God, glory to God, because my God can't do none of that, hallelujah. When he had the little golden image, that little thing didn't even move, hallelujah, glory to God. It did nothing for him but just sit there and shine. That's all it did, hallelujah, glory to God. It couldn't do none of that, hallelujah. So it turned him around. Don't you know God will turn every situation around for you if you began to serve him, glory to God, and serve a good God. Hallelujah. You don't have to go, and some people serve their cause. Some people want to serve their cause. Amen. Glory to God. They want to do all that, and all that is there. That's what they serve. Glory to God. Some people love their cause, and somebody just even, you know, go by and touch it. Oh, man, they be ready to fight. Glory to God. Well, let me help you out. When they call you home, when God calls you home and says, come on home, it's time to go home, whichever way you're going, glory to God, hallelujah. They ain't going to pull that car, amen, up that pocket, amen, glory to God, at the cemetery. Somebody going to be riding in style, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody going to be riding in style, and your bank account full as it can get. Glory to God. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm just going to sit back. I don't need to go to church. I don't need to give nobody nothing. Glory to God. Let something happen, huh? Glory to God. And either the government will get it, glory to God, or whoever you got over will get it. Now, guess what? They going to go, and they going to spend it, and they going to enjoy themselves. Hallelujah. You better know that. You better know that you know that you know that's what's going to happen. Glory to God. So hold up. Wait a minute, all that nice furniture, you know, they had in their house and all that good stuff, you know, they didn't even go to church, they didn't even try to listen at none of the preaching on the TV, on the radio, and none of that. Glory to God. I can guarantee you, hallelujah, all that furniture you got, they're going to take it, they're going to get what they want, and the rest of it, they're going to either put it in a dump or they're going to sell it. So, you know, amen, serve God while you can now. Hallelujah. But know that he's going to bring you out. Understand, he ain't going to leave you in that fire. But you got to get in a place where you know people who can get a prayer through. And they can pray for you. And they won't leave you alone. My God. Because, you know, nobody was put here on this earth to be alone. Because the Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. Glory to God. It's not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not male and female, not male and male and female, not male and male. Okay, glory to God. But that's what you got to do. We're not put here to be alone. But just be careful, hallelujah, who you get with. Hallelujah. That's a whole nother sermon. We ain't going to go there today. But anyway, glory to God. Just know, when you're serving God and you're going through your trials, your troubles, your tribulations, you're in that fire, you think you're in that fire, you ain't in that fire alone. He's always there with you. He's never late. He's always right on time. You see how he delivered them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he told them after that, this is the, listen, anybody that don't serve their God, hey, I'm going to cut them into pieces. Now, can you imagine? See, he was a king. He was strong, you know. And guess what they did? You know they served him because they wasn't going to get cut up. Not by the king. Glory to God. So they did serve him. Don't you imagine? Come on now. And let's read the rest of this. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. You see what he did? He promoted them. Glory to God. He promoted them. Don't you want a promotion in God? Don't you want to be doing? Don't you want to do what he asks you to do? If he's calling you to ministry, or if he's calling you to this ministry, glory to God. If he's calling you to WW, hallelujah, Wild Team, Worldwide Ministries Without Walls, glory to God. Then do what he called you to do, because all that stuff that you're doing, it ain't important. Hallelujah. The only thing is important is Jesus Christ, because he is to return. Hallelujah. You know, just think about, you know, I mean, we're in the deep south, and the temperature has been, it was at 80 degrees one day, and then that night it fell off about 36 degrees. Come on now. Come on. Glory to God. So he is to return. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. Understand, glory to God, hallelujah, we serve a God that's always right on time, because he says in his word, in Psalm 34:19, many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. So he'll deliver you out of whatever it is you're going through. It don't matter. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. I know the word of God went forth, hallelujah, with clarity. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, amen, glory to God. I don't want you to forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. You know, love is what it does. So go on and listen. You can listen on the web. You can go to Blog Talk and you can hear her, or you can go over and hear her. Or, you know, you can go on Facebook and click on the link and hear. It doesn't matter. The word goes forth. Glory to God. It's ministry with you in mind. Hallelujah. You know, yes, there's probably a lot of things they could be doing, you know, but we want to make sure, amen, that you hear the word of God to come on in and get in. You know, God is calling, and he's calling. Now, I remember saying it before, and he brought it back to my remembrance. Listen, he ain't going to keep calling, amen, for you, and this door of the ministry is open. This door is going to shut. Hallelujah. You don't want this door to shut and you have not came in and did what you're supposed to do at this point in time in this ministry. So I'm encouraging you, and I'm telling you to come on in. Amen. Hit Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles up on Facebook. Yes. Amen. Apostle and a pastor, all in one setting. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So come on in and see what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God is good. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God, and mold me, Lord. Father God, forgive me of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord. Lord, forgive me, Lord God, for things that I should have been doing and I have not done according to your will, oh God. Father God, I repent for each and everything and each and every thought that I had that wasn't like you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You said that welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook. Glory to God. When the angels are rejoicing in heaven, they want you to come on in. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah, and receive the word of the Lord, and be on your way, glory to God. Now, I'm going to go ahead on and get off, amen, so we can take a break, and then we're going to hear Minister Elaine Jackson, a Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, next. I'm going to give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.